Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Saturday, April 27th. Today on Forbes, billionaire breaks ground on the U.S.'s first high-speed rail. Under a blazing morning Las Vegas sun, billionaire Wes Edens and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg threw a party last Monday to mark the start of construction of Brightline West, the first private high-speed railway in the U.S., driving yellow spikes into a section of track. Now comes the hard part. The $12 billion project is 3 years behind his original schedule, delayed by the pandemic and final environmental approvals. But if construction goes as fast as the billionaire co-founder of Fortress Investment Group promises, it'll open in time to speed travelers across the desert at 200 miles per hour from Sin City to Southern California in time for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Edens told Forbes, quote, "The timeline is both realistic and achievable. The impact of this is going to be long-lasting and prodigious. And I want it to be successful because I want the next one and the next one and the next one to happen." If he manages to build it on time and within budget, the 218-mile project from Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga, a small city east of Los Angeles linked to the sprawling metropolis by a commuter rail line, could be a catalyst for high-speed trains in the U.S. It's on a fast construction schedule to open years ahead of the $128 billion high-speed train line California began building almost a decade ago, and that won't connect San Francisco to Los Angeles until the 2040s. Brightline, which also operates a Florida railway between Orlando and Miami, expects 11 million one-way passengers a year to use the electric train, estimating it will slash travel time between LA and Las Vegas to 3 hours or less versus 5 hours or more by car. And it's intended to do so with dramatically lower carbon emissions by being all electric. The company estimates the railway will cut an estimated 400,000 tons of carbon dioxide by eliminating 3 million car trips annually between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Secretary Buttigieg told Forbes, quote, "I believe that when this project is complete, it's going to open the floodgates for American expectations around high-speed rail. This is important because it establishes that it can be done here in Las Vegas, and it can be done here in the United States of America." The groundbreaking site, a scrubby, empty desert lot next to the 15 freeway and near the Las Vegas Strip, will be home to Brightline West's main station, as well as future retail and residential projects Edens envisions. He said, quote, "It'll be unrecognizable if you come back in a few years." That's thanks in part to one of its major backers, the train-loving Biden administration. Late last year, the administration awarded Brightline West a $3 billion grant out of its $1 trillion 2021 infrastructure law. And in January, it also provided $2.5 billion in public activity bonds, a tax-exempt financing option for major private projects that benefit the public. Including a previous $1 billion private activity bond Brightline West got during the Trump administration, more than half of the project's cost, $6.5 billion, is covered with some form of federal support. Ben Porritt, a Brightline senior vice president, said that the remaining $5.5 billion has been raised privately with, quote, "equity and other debt mechanisms." Porritt declined to identify private investors. Edens, who Forbes estimates is worth $3.9 billion, and co-owns the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks and Aston Villa FC soccer team, is also investing his own money in the project. He said, quote, "I've actually put my money where my mouth is. I've been investing in this project for a very long time." For full coverage, see our in-depth video interview with Wes Edens and U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and check out Alan Onsman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.